Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm Megan Lynch. Breaking overnight, a police pursuit that began in Pontoon Beach ended in an hours-long standoff in North St. Louis. The chase involved a man and a woman inside a car, which stopped near West Florissant and Alcott Avenues. Shots were reportedly fired from inside the vehicle around 3:40 this morning. Fox 2's Chris Renier was at the scene following developments.
The pair took off in this car, hitting a Pontoon Beach police vehicle in the process. That started the chase. Our Brian Howe captured video of that chase as it sped down 70 and got off at Adelaide here in North City, eventually winding up at our location. This standoff that ensued after the car stopped went on for almost 4 hours here. The St. Louis City Police SWAT team was called out. Eventually, there was a peaceful resolution with at least one suspect, we believe the male driver, taken into custody.
No one was injured from the crash or from gunfire. A small plane crashed near Wild Horse Creek and Wilson Road in Chesterfield last night.
The aircraft was making its final approach to the Spirit of St. Louis Airport around 6 o'clock. During the descent, the pilot successfully deployed the plane's emergency parachute. Monarch Fire Protection District Fire Marshal Jim McKay spoke with Fox 2 News.
This is one of the fortunate ones. So most of them are landing where the wheels deploy or something, and you land and there's no, but to actually come out of the air, no injuries, that's amazing. And they should go to church Sunday. Yeah, they are counting their blessings.
Two men walked away without an injury. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A new exhibit debuting just in time for Veterans Day at Soldiers Memorial takes a look at the nuclear arms race.
Managing Director Mark Sunlov says this is a unique photographic essay focusing on the offensive and defensive sides of the Cold War's nuclear arms race.
Offensive being kind of your nuclear missile sites, and then defensive more of the fallout shelters.
Sunlov says this exhibit is very timely, with the nuclear clock at 89 seconds to midnight right now, the closest it has ever been. The exhibit is open now and runs until January 4th. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Thinking a veteran is not just reserved for Veterans Day, Ed Batchelor served in the Canadian Army as an engineer and tells KMOX we should always remember what our men and women in uniform have done for us.
Each and every day is a day for celebration for, you know, the liberties that we enjoy and democracy we live in.
Unveiled in Jefferson City yesterday, a new obelisk to remember veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan War. Paul Kirchhoff with Missouri Veterans Commission tells MissouriNet the planning for the new monument began in 2022, but was approved this year for $157,000.
Not only did we not have an obelisk for Iraq and Afghanistan, but we hadn't actually put an end date to the Gulf War, which ended in 1991, about the time that the Veterans Memorial was put in place.
Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski didn't hold back on Veterans Day as to how she sees women being treated in the military.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has spent his tenure attacking our women veterans.
Congresswoman Budzinski accused Secretary Hegseth of attempting to discredit women's service
and rolling back the programs that ensured women in uniform have properly fitting combat gear, adequate health care, and fair treatment.
And the House Democratic Women Caucus also say that since President Trump has taken office, the VA has lost 30,000 employees. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Todd Schnuck, chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets Incorporated, says that Ted Schnuck has been appointed Schnuck's next chief operating officer in the expanded leadership role. He'll have oversight for the company's strategic initiatives and daily execution of business priorities, as well as executive leadership for store operations, merchandising, marketing, communications, and supply chain. From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the best city in America for singles is St. Louis, at least according to a new report by Zumper that cites St. Louis's cheap rent, nightlife offerings, steady job market, and its own Central Park. The report says half of St. Louis' population is made up of single people. It does cite the area's high crime rate, but says it's a rare combination to be this affordable while offering such great opportunities.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.